Welcome to Free Speech Bites. I'm Kirsty Hughes, Chief Executive at Index on Censorship. Free Speech Bites is our podcast series made in association with SAGE. In this series, Nigel Warburton interviews a number of leading figures about free expression and why it matters.
Zaganar is a Burmese comedian, filmmaker and poet who has spent long periods of his life in prison for criticising the military government, including 4 years in solitary confinement. Zaganar, welcome to Free Speech Bites.
Welcome, and thank you to invite me.
We're going to focus on freedom of expression. I wonder if you could begin by saying why it's so important for you.
Freedom of expression is very important for me, and I always stand for the freedom of expression, because I'd like to explain to you that I'm not only the dentist, but also the comedian. And our comedians have the very great right since in 1824, because at that time our comedians had performed in the temple of the king. The kings always give the special chance to all of the comedians away from the punishment. So this is the great chance. So every comedians have the right, and every comedians have the chance to criticize the king or queen or ministers or their son and daughters, so and so. But in 1962, at that time, we lost the chance. And so when criticized against the government, it is leading to arrest, it is leading to torture and long-term imprisonment in our country. So our comedians lost our rights. So when I attended to the University of the Medicine in 1980, I tried to get back our rights, our freedom of expression. So I sacrificed my life. And for example, in 1983, 1985, the government stopped my education because of my jokes, criticizing against the government. I lost the freedom of expression.
Why do you think the government was so threatened by comedy? Because, as you say, there had been this long tradition of it being exempt from prosecution.
Yeah, actually, at the time, in our country, the leader of the regime or the dictator, General Nguyen, he hated the comedians because every comedian criticized him since 1954, and also some of the comedians directly attack his personal life. Actually, he was the womanizer. And they all make the jokes about him. So he didn't like the comedians. So he threatened the life of the comedians, and he sent all of the comedians to the prisons. In 1988, I was arrested by means of some of the jokes, some of my words, some of my freedom of speech. Because in 1988, the Democratic Revolution was happening in our country. At that time, I delivered a speech on the stage. So the government arrested me and sent to the jail. And very, very rude torture I got. In 1988, I think I spent in the jail 7 months. After I was released from that prison, next time I tried to make some of the video show, but the government didn't allow me to make jokes from the stage. They didn't allow me my performance from the stage. They didn't allow me direct contact with the audience. So I made the video show. That video show is the very popular and very famous among the people. All of our Burmese people, they very much like that name, is the Beggars Assembly. According to that video show, I was arrested and sent to jail and sentenced 5 years.
So this is quite amazing to me that having already spent 7 months in jail, the first thing you do when you come out is to do precisely the kind of thing which is likely to get you back into jail, which is aggravate the government.
Actually, when I was arrested in the first time in the 1988, I was afraid of them because they make me the very many torture. But I didn't want to give up because I think if I give up my sacrifice of the life, I will lose forever. So when I released from the prison, so I tried to continue to get our rights and freedom of expression. Just like a chess play, the sacrifice is very important. So now I sacrifice my life. Now I got a little bit progressive in freedom of expression.
So this is the progress that's happening in Burma, possibly in part due to your own example. So people have heard your jokes, they've seen your videos, and they've seen you in the flesh. And this has inspired them, perhaps, to emulate you and do the same kind of thing.
Our Burmese people, they were under the military regime, and their always life is under the fear. But they don't like the military regime. But at the other hand, they're afraid of the military regime. So they always make the whispering campaign, and they always make my jokes as an instrument. So that's, for example, one villager, he told to another villagers, hey, this is Sagana jokes. So they took and the whispering campaign, and they continue their jokes, and it was spread among the people. And according to these jokes, they got encouragement. So our people call me, Sagana is our loudspeaker. But actually the government didn't allow me to perform from the stage, but I can make the jokes, whispering campaign, just like that. So the people got their eyes and their ears and their hearts are more wider and wider, widened. And then when I arrested in third time in the 2007 and fourth time in 2008, the people's very sympathy for me, and they want to hear the jokes more and more. So when I was in the prison, I wrote down the many jokes and I sent across the prison wall, and every people knew about this. And for example, one of my decibels groups from exile groups, they are the four fruits. They make my jokes from and transmit it from the Democratic Voice of Burma. So every people from the outside and every people from the inside Burma, they always like these old jokes, and they got encouraged. And also, they always remember me. And then when I returned to the prisons, they are very happy. And at that time, I got the chance to perform on the stage. The two times I got the chance performs from the stage, and there are much more people. They welcome to me, and they want to hear the many jokes from me. So I told them the very good jokes from the stage. And also, when I visited to the Singapore, when I visited to the United States and Canada and London, I always tell the jokes to all of the Burmese people.
So you have managed to be the loudspeaker that's allowed people to mock, perhaps, the government which they felt oppressed by. But many people in that situation would have self-censored. Yeah. The obvious thing to do if you are personally under threat is to restrict what you say, which in a way is more pernicious than having a law that prevents you speak, because you're the one who's acting as the censor. Why didn't you do that?
Actually, when I was in police backward to my university life, and at the time, and I many times and I visited to the prisons. At the time, they are our brothers who sacrificed their life of our country's changes. They were now in the prisons. At the time, I felt very sorry about all of my brothers. They are not my blood brothers, they're just my students. I felt very sorry about this because they sacrificed their life. So how can I change our country's nature? So I searched And I searched, every time I searched the outlet is very important. Everywhere there must be the weak points, I believe that. So I searched for the weak points and the outlet from the military regimes. At the time, I got it. So I used these outlets and the weak points for the benefits of the people. I tried to mock the government, but at the other hand, I helped the government TV program to get a good program. So at the other hand, I helped them. At the other hand, I mocked them. The controversial things that they're there. This is my strategy.
And I believe when you were held in solitary confinement, yeah, you started to write poetry as well.
Yes, because in the solitary confinement at the time, I cannot see anything. I cannot see everybody. So I just heard some of the voices. And some of the people, they shouted, and I heard their voices. I think I controlled my mind, and I wrote the poems, and also I wrote the screenplay. I have no pencil, I have no pen, I have no paper in my mind. Every day, I lie down on the floor, and I always write the poems and screenplay and music in my mind. And then every day I revised all of my artworks. And also, the very strange things is I wrote and I composed songs. I have no musical instruments and I have no experience about music and musical notes. But when I returned from the prisons, I already skillful in the musical notes because I used rubber band, you know, and that rubber bands I tied the mouth of the plastic bowl, and then I played that rubber band just like a guitar, and do re mi fa sol la ti do. So every day I played that rubber band as a guitar, and all of the musical notes I got, automatically caught when I heard the some of the music or some of the sounds, musical notes is coming out automatically by heart. I spent a lot of times in the solitary confinement, 4 years.
And when you came out of solitary confinement, could you remember all your poems and the scripts? Were they all there for you?
Everything I remember, because every day, every night, every morning, every night, I revised all of my songs and all of my poems and all of my screenplay. And when I coming out from the prison and when I coming out from the solitary confinement, and then I made the three great movies in our country. That three great movies was written in jail in my brain, not on the book.
Now, you've already said that humour was a way of bringing about social change, about bringing about a change of government policy on freedom of expression. But as things are opening up now, how important is free expression to the movements towards democracy and openness in Burma?
The freedom of expression is very important for our country and also all of the people of all over the world, because everyone has the rights. They have to say, they have to deliver the speech as they wish. This is their own opinion. We don't have to fight against each other if we are not agree, but we have to discuss. This is his rights, this is mine rights. So the freedom of speech or freedom of expression is very important for our country and for the openness and for the transparency. It's a very important. In our country, we are, over the 40 years, we are living in the dark room, closed room. Everybody cannot know about our peoples because they cannot see us, because they are the dark room, they are the closed room. So freedom of expression is very important. If I have no rights, that just like a freedom of expression, How can I create my art? Free art, free thought, freedom. It's very important.
I wonder if we could end with a poem that you wrote while you were in solitary confinement.
I wrote many poems in solitary confinement. At that time, I cannot sleep because every time there are the many guards, when I start to sleep, they make the noisy sounds in front of my iron bar, and they shake the iron bar. So I cannot sleep. And then I stand and I sit and I cannot lie down and I cannot sleep. They threaten me. The whole night, they make the disturbance and they make many noisy sounds. So at the time, I changed my mind. So I will take the opportunities because there is the silence in the prison. So the silence can help my imagination. So I wrote down the poem, but I have no paper, I have no pencil. These poems are written in my heart. Lying on a rough cane mat in a narrow cell, which the sun cannot find, and where the air is still, north and south, east and west, four brick walls and a zinc roof, iron bar city, slip, slop, slip, slop, footsteps halt at the door of the cell. The guard comes and goes like clockwork. In pain, kicked and punched in the back, in the gut, I suffer all five agonies. I hear the rhythm of my breathing, but my voice is mute. My mouth is shut, unblinking. I smile. That's all.
For more information about Index on Censorship, go to www.indexoncensorship.org.